Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great night of Astro Mind 2012. It is a Sunday afternoon, and we're looking forward to meeting with all our callers tonight. And we're looking to do some readings, talk to those who have crossed over on the other side. Please have your questions ready so the other callers can get their questions in. We don't have a lot of time. If you have any further questions after the show, you can talk to me on a personal level, and we can do some healing energy work, and we can also do the emotion code, which takes a little bit more time. I don't have the airtime for that, but we do have airtime for readings for right now. If you could just send me an email at pathfinder255@gmail.com, I'd appreciate it. Okay, well, let's start with our first caller from the 111 area. You're on the air.
Adrian. Hi, Adrian.
Hello.
Hi, Adrian. Thank you for helping people. Doing great.
Yeah.
I want to ask three things. Can you do a check that if that energy cleared already with my friend, that the first person that I actually really, really like?
Yeah. What's his name?
I have touched with Larry J, Johnny.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Johnny.
Is he the one that we prayed for last time?
Yes. Same
okay.
one.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like his trials are kind of fading away. Like things are getting better there.
He's coming down. Go ahead.
Yes. How's the communication between you and him?
So he hasn't called me yet. Do you still see that? And did he calm down?
Yeah, I do see him calling you. Probably in about a week.
Do you know he's going to be coming this month to my area?
Yes.
Oh, what is it about?
It feels like he has some business that he has to take care of.
Oh yeah. Well, that's one more thing. Oh, does he come alone or some man business? Some man friend? Man.
Yes. Yes, like a man friend. Hello. Hello? I think we might have lost the caller. Let's go to the next caller from the 917 area. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
I've just a few questions. Just what's coming up in terms of my career and my love life. That's whatever you can pick up. I'll appreciate it.
Career and love life?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's look at your career first.
Okay.
Now, I feel like for some reason I get this feeling that in your career that you're going to be doing some travel.
Okay.
Do you like spending time on the road?
I'm open to it, but I'm not doing it right now, so that's why I said it's okay. Okay, you know, since that's what's coming up, so whatever you can pick up. You know, I like being outside. I like, that's not what I'm doing right now. So I'm open to whatever you have to say, and I just, you know.
Well, I see you as a driver, but I see you on the open road, and I see you traveling. And I see another job where you'll be working with computers.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing now. But it's more, I work on a computer in terms of my business, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see you're working on computers, like, and I see travel.
Okay.
And I see you meeting a girl, and her name is Annie. Annie keeps coming to my mind. And I feel like Annie is also a traveler, but she's an engineer of some sort. Like, she works with computers.
Okay.
But I feel like you won't meet her in your state. I feel like you're going to meet her in another state when you travel. Are you thinking of moving in the future?
Not right now, but, you know, the future, you never know, you know what I mean? So that's why I'm open to whatever you say at this to this stuff. I wasn't planning on traveling right now. What about maybe her traveling for business and we meet here? Is that possible too?
Yeah. I see you traveling in the future, but I also see you moving. Do you like living in the city?
I live in the city right now. I like it, but, you know, if I find love, you know, I'm willing to, you know what I mean? To move if you have to, you know what I mean?
I keep hearing the word weigh your options. There's going to be a lot of options of you meeting new people. Are you kind of a social person?
I'm trying to be more of a social person. Now, I used to be, then I just took some time off to kind of focus on my spirituality. So I became more of a loner at the time. But now I'm ready to be out there again and just, you know, make new friends and, you know, relationships.
Yeah. I keep hearing the word be more social.
Yeah.
Because you're going to meet a lot of people that, well, even in my own case, like, I still haven't met my soulmate, but, like, I started thinking about it. And I was thinking, my energy repels with other people's energy because I'm an empath. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like
I can connect
on their level.
Yeah,
and it's kind of like, let me give you an example. It's kind of like if you came from a foreign country or maybe a foreign childhood, you would feel different in the world because everybody else is dating people that are in the cities that are Caucasian or not so much of a racist thing. It's more like an energetic thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you feel like rejection because you're not part of their origin. And so you feel like you came into this world where you feel kind of different and you're like, why is everything different? Why do I feel a sense of rejection or I feel like I cannot connect? Does that make sense?
Yeah. In my case, a lot of time, like in New York City, people like to party and I'm just over that. You know what I mean? I'm not attracted to that anymore. So I feel like out of place.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's the connection.
Yeah. And I just, you know, for me, you know, a date, just going out somewhere, have a coffee or something to eat and go to the park. But people rather go to the clubs and all that stuff. You know, I'm just, you know, definitely just connect.
Well, here's another good example for you. If, again, it's not a racist thing, but here's another example for you. If you were gay, just as an example, and everybody else were gay, and you didn't live a gay lifestyle, and you didn't have rainbows and all this stuff on you and your face and all that, and you weren't feminine.
Yeah.
And you wanted to be a masculine, then you wouldn't fit in with everybody else. Because everybody else, like you said, they want to party, they want to have fun, they're living in the city
mm-hmm.
life. And that's not you, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to feel like you're included in that, because that's not you.
Yeah.
But you is you, and you can blend in. That's why I keep hearing the word blend in.
Yeah, I can blend in, to be honest with you, but it's just, you know, I want to be myself, you know what I mean? And I'm sure
right.
there's somebody out there who's like me. You know, it's just a matter of finding them.
There is.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully, when do you see this happening?
Very soon, actually. But you have to put yourself in that space of realization that you can find someone like you. You can find someone laid back. You can find someone who's serious and down to earth, that's grounded. And not too many people in the city are grounded or down to earth. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, and
because they just want to have fun.
And it's also probably trusting people to everything, you know.
Very tough. Yeah. I know. I lived in Freddie for 15 years. And let me tell you something. I knew a guy that lived in New York for 30 years. And he's, you know what he told me? And I told everybody this on the show last week. This was a good example what he said before he moved to Mexico. He said, I go to work, come home, look at the clock, and I get up, and the day starts over again. I go home, look at the clock, the day starts over again. I go home, look at the clock, and the day starts over again. And I go to work. Okay, what he didn't realize is that he saw the pattern, that every day was the same old day over and over and over, like Groundhog Day.
Yes.
Until he realized that that wasn't him, that he can blend in. And then one day he said to me on the phone, he said, guess what? I took the leap of faith and I moved to Mexico and my life is better.
That's fine.
Not because he moved to Mexico, but because he made the change.
Made a change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It could have been somewhere else, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he didn't realize it because he said his life kept, like, spinning and spinning and spinning.
That's a vicious cycle.
And he got into a pattern. And that's how I see myself. Like, I get up, drink, hang out with friends, come home, do the same thing over again every day.
Yeah.
And then I found myself like, well, maybe I ought to start doing psychic readings and do something different and something more healthy. So I broke the pattern of that, and then I went back to my old patterns. Then I came back to my oldest patterns, which when I started psychically doing readings. Because I had a friend tell me that just the other day. She said, how come you don't do readings anymore? How come you don't do candles anymore? How come you don't do this anymore? And I said, huh, yeah, maybe you're right. I should go back to it. And here I am doing them again on Blog Talk.
Good for you.
And so you just break that pattern. Sometimes you got to go back to the old patterns in order to meet somebody new, like you calling in. You know, you're new to the show to me.
Yes.
And I feel like new people are going to come in your life, and you can weed out the toxic ones that do come in. Even though you want to try something different, something new.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. But before I go, I just want to ask you also, even friendship, I have a lot of issues with friendship. I meet people, I trust friends. A lot of times they turn out not to have my best interest at heart, or I was eventually find a bit of jealousy. I don't know why, when I'm also nice and giving and supportive. So, I mean, can you pick up why this is that happened? I know it's a tough city, you know, it's a...
You mean with people that you've known in your past, or...
Yeah, people, my friends, I always have issues, jealousy, or something. They don't have my best interest at heart. They don't want to be successful. They don't, it's just that they pretend, but eventually my intuition just pick up on that end of, you know, and, you know, and it's
well,
always just, yeah, I don't know.
In my own experience, I'll be honest with you. I believe you're always going to run into those types. It's something that you cannot repel. And I know this, you know, as a light worker. But I do know that when you raise your frequency, you vibrate with the people who have a very high frequency. But the problem is you're going to attract negative because they see your light, and so you attract the negative. It's kind of like bugs that fly to like say you have one of those zapper lights and all those bugs are flying towards it, like the moths.
Oh, okay.
And they're being zapped, and they're constantly being zapped.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you're doing to them, and you don't realize that you're zapping them because they feel drained around you because they're toxic themselves. And so when they come around you, they're toxic, and they want to make you toxic too because they want you to blend in.
Okay. Yeah, because it's just... I just get to the point I got rid of everybody because this is like too much.
But everybody's different because everybody has a different message. So they come in giving you a different message. Like for an example, when my friend told me to go back to what you were doing, that was a message. Or yeah. I had a friend call me up and she said, did Monica ever get her helicopter? And I said, no. And then she called me back and she said, did Barbara ever talk to Gary? Because Gary's thinking about her. So I called up Barbara and I told her, and maybe at that time she was feeling kind of depressed because he never called her. So that lifted her spirit up when I told her that. And she said, oh, that was a divine message. You know, I mean, she could be skeptical about it, but it was a divine message coming through a different psychic. See? And then when I look at other messages that come through, like, let me give you another example. I had in my head, let me tell you. Okay, another one. When I told my friend Cora to the fairies told me, well, it came through the fairies. And the fairies say, they always say the word play because they like to have fun. So I told her, I said, right now in your present situation with Rufus, have fun. And she said, what do you mean have fun? And I said, just have fun. And she said to me, okay, well, you're pulling your whole genie thing again. You're trying to hypnotize me. And I said, why'd you say that? She said, because me and Rufus are fighting and all he wants to use me is for sex. And I said, have fun. And she said, mm-hmm. What do you mean have fun? I said, it doesn't mean you have to do that. I just said, have fun. And she said, so she turned around and she told Rufus, she said, I'm just supposed to just have fun with you, enjoy myself. And then Rufus said, oh, okay, well, I guess we'll just have fun together. We'll get some drinks and we'll talk and we'll watch the ball game. And mm-hmm. that changed his whole perspective right there, how she felt like mm-hmm. he was just using her as a, mm-hmm. you know, toxic situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, that was amazing, you know, how I just switched that reality.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to, you know, what's coming up. I'm pretty excited about it. And are you still there? Hello? I can hear you. I lost you. Hello. I can't hear you anymore. Anyway, thank you for the reading. I really appreciate it. And you have a good night.